viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting it. And my guest speakers, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yasser, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And the pleasure is all mine. Sayyid Abdullah, how are you? And assalamu alaikum, greetings to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. One of the movies that we decided actually to start criticizing is, a fairly old one, What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward, featuring actors and actresses such as Robin Williams, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Jessica Brooks Grant, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 7 points out of 10, while Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 52%, and Prime Video 7 out of 10. The film tells the story of Chris Nielsen, a man who dies in a car accident and enters a vibrant afterlife, only to discover his wife, Annie, has committed suicide out of grief. He embarks on a quest to find and reunite with her in the afterlife. That's about the plot of this movie. And before we get on with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, we'd like to have a little break by listening to a short part of this movie or trailer of the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Stay with us.
The moment that comes for everyone. Has come for Chris Nielsen.
You've died, Chris.
If heaven were a place of beauty...
Oh! Boy, I screwed up. I'm in dog heaven.
...and wonder...
Nice place you got here.
No. Nice place you got here.
We all paint our own surroundings. You're the first guy I know to use real paint.
Where you felt no fear...
I'm gonna drown.
Can't. You're already dead.
Oh.
...and knew only joy...
I can fly.
Yeah!
It's your world!
Could you forget the past?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Of course, we haven't finished the criticism of this movie in the last two episodes we had together. And I invited Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah again to the studio to help me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come. Well, Brother Yasser, let me start with you. What moral and philosophical questions does this movie raise about afterlife? I'm talking about What Dreams May Come.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think one of the philosophical and main philosophical questions that is shown in this movie is that is there a particular ability for somebody in the afterlife to change their status, to change their state, rather. That's a better thing. There doesn't, critique or show that there isn't an afterlife. No, it shows that after death there is something, and it shows that you can meet certain people and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible that in that particular position that a person is it possible to change the state? I.e., for example, the wife was in hell. Now, is it possible in that particular state, by means of the love that the husband had, again, the concept of love and the ability and the changing nature of love,
mm-hmm.
to bring her, because of that love, from the depths of hell,
yes.
to heaven, and to create that family structure again?
You're referring actually to the idea of intercession.
Well, intercession in, yes. in this type of
sense. I might ask you actually this, yeah. Maybe in one of the other episodes. Yeah. That, you know, yeah. takes a huge, actually, yeah. another session, I think.
Yeah. But, what yes. we mean by intercession and so yes. on and so on. But this is what this is depicting. It's not intercession per se, but because
yeah.
a person obviously, by their own hands, has done something that they are deserving to being punished. Now, is it that somebody else who has a particular state in heaven or in the afterlife is the ability to do that before that particular judgment is given?
Yes.
And that's one of a very interesting question. Obviously, according mm-hmm. to the Islamic beliefs, we believe, and it is such that once a person passes over or dies in this particular world,
yes.
they will only go with what they have taken with them.
Yes. In this movie, it is portrayed that love persists after death.
Yeah.
Is that true? According to Said Abdullah, mm-hmm. love doesn't exist in the afterlife.
So I wanted to answer this some other place as well.
Yes.
What he means by love, we may have to change the meaning. What do we mean by love or infatuation? I mean, he mentioned in one of the
lust,
for example. Yeah. What do we mean by true love? True love is what? True love is that you just want closeness to somebody. That true love only exists between God and His creation.
Mm.
And then obviously between the awliya and so on and so forth. So that particular love that exists is love towards goodness, love yes. towards truth. Not to a particular person, not love in terms of that type of infatuation or to the thing of a particular person. And that love is culminated not physically,
mm.
but a bond that is created between you and a particular object of love, for example.
Like platonic love, you mean?
No, even higher than that. Platonic love is different. This is even higher than that love. Why? Because, for example, again, in the physical world,
yes.
as a person, you know, when it comes to the month of Muharram, for example, a person right. goes to the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam,
mm-hmm.
you know, for mourning, but also there's a love and a bond that is culminated between that person in the majlis and Abu Abdullah Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
Sometimes that love cannot be shown here in the physical world. So it is possible and it's very likely that if that love is true and truly culminated, that love will be seen uh-huh. in the hereafter. But it's not a physical love. It is something far beyond that.
Mm.
So the meaning of love needs to change. That love, you know, as Sayyid himself mentioned, emotions are intensified.
Yes.
That love is intensified. But yes. it's not a love that is a physical love, a yes. love that is a worldly love. No, it's love based on certain principles and ideals.
Yes.
That Imam Hussein alayhi salam or whoever else is a representative of God. God loves him, therefore I love him because God loves
uh-huh.
him.
I see. Thank you very much. That's a very nice, interesting point. Sayyid Abdullah, what is the significance of travels between different realms according to the movies? We see that, right?
Yeah, they do. I travel between realms, universes themselves, uh-huh. right? So if you're in heaven, there are different universes and you can go to each other, see each other in their own universe. And then you have that transit from heaven to hell itself, going deep. So depends, like for because the lady herself committed suicide, she was in a state of grief. Now, in order for her to elevate herself and go up, she needs to change her mindset, and she needs to believe in things
mm-hmm.
in order for her to go up. So obviously the concept of the soul evolving, the soul being educated,
mm-hmm.
the soul becoming or growing and getting over things, that will allow you to travel from one place to another. So even him, when he was down, he felt cold and he fell asleep. Then she woke him up
yes.
and he found himself in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So that growth of the soul maybe is one of the things that allows you to move from one place to another, from one realm to another.
Right.
But that's just science fiction, though.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
I need Annie.
That'll change in time.
Time does not exist here. And wherever it went, it's not going to make me need Annie any less.
Or would you journey beyond heaven and hell?
You never see her.
I'm her soulmate. I can find her.
To get it back.
All you're good for is your wife loves you.
You just kept me there.
Robin Williams.
It's about not giving up.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's never been anywhere like this before.
No, neither have you.
I'm not leaving him.
Annabella Sciorra.
Across whatever distance there is, I send you my love.
You're fine. You can do it. I believe in you. I'm still here, babe. I still exist.
What dreams may come.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. My guest speakers are still Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser. In the studio, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Well, Brother Yasser, how does this movie, What Dreams May Come, explore the concept of soulmates? We do hear a lot of notions and concepts such as soulmates today, in the kind of spiritualism, which is, you know, becoming so widespread nowadays, right?
Look, there are certain ahadith, I can't remember reading them a long time ago, that indicate something like this. There is something like this, and I can't exactly remember the ahadith right now off the top of my head, and traditions, any prophetic traditions.
Yes.
But if you also look at it in a means of God's knowledge, but again, this is a very, very, very intricate discussion. We don't want to enter it, for example. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything that is going to happen, you'll only marry that person that you were meant to marry.
Right.
At the end of the day, right? That's going to happen.
Yes.
Again, it's not to say that it's this fate or fatalism and stuff. Everything is based on your own free will.
Yes.
The very important concept of al-amr bayn al-amrain, or the middle path, right, between the two extremes of complete fatalism and complete free will. So that in mind, and keeping that in mind, the concept of soulmates can be understood to a certain level. For example, in the Shi'i tradition, we believe that Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Zahra salam alayhi were soulmates. We believe that.
Yes.
We believe that. But again, it has to be understood in not in just a love that or a soulmate that is based on physical ideals or and ideals based on the physical realm. But these are ideals based on higher ideals, you know, on truth, on justice, on love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So the concept can be explained, but obviously the criteria and the definition needs to be very carefully depicted and produced.
Thank you. Syed Abdullah, how does this movie portray grief or loss and its impact or their impacts on individuals?
Well, it depends from one person to another. For example, we see that the man was able to handle certain pressures that the woman could not handle. So there is this difference between people and how
and
much
their capacity
and the capacity and how much they know and how much they view things. So for example, the guy was a doctor, so he's used to people dying, he's used to see people dying. It's just part of his daily life. And even the way he died, he was just trying to save someone from death. So I think he was more receptive to accepting loss than the woman herself, because the woman being emotional, she lost her kids and now she lost her husband. She had nothing to live for. And therefore, you see, she took her life. So it depends on each one's capacity, grief will play. So it's not the same. And even the scene in hell as well, obviously different people were dealing with different issues and based on that. In heaven, he met the lady that was wearing blue. Also, she had she was in heaven, but she had a sense of loss when she was talking about hell life. So from one person to another, it's not the same. There is no one cut for all in terms of loss. And as things happens and applies to us as well, sometimes when we lose someone, our family member, one of our family members could lose it completely, and some people will be like, it's life. That's me. I'm the one that's going to say, hey, it's life. And everyone hates me for that.
Yeah.
Like, you are hard-hearted. You are emotional. I'm like, yeah. Call me whatever you like.
Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution or interesting viewpoints. In the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winston Ward. Of course, we haven't finished the critique of this movie, and hopefully we'll do that in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.